As you make your plans for the coming year, know that you get to plan from what your soul desires. Make soul-sized goals that serve your greater purpose instead of setting goals that check boxes that others expect from you.
Hello, and welcome to the Connect Podcast. This show is all about helping you connect to your soul's calling so you can take action on it. Because the sweetest success is a blend of discovering your purpose with the inner drive to bring it to life. I'm Sheila Botello, health coach, lifestyle entrepreneur, and mom of two, best known for my online wellness programs, mentoring, and self-love passion. Listen in for inspiring interviews, solo chats, and Q&A sessions that will move you past overwhelm towards what lights you up. Stop accepting good enough and go for your version of great in your health, business, and relationships. Let's get started.
Hey, welcome. Wow, we are just a few days away from a brand new year. Can you believe it? Can you believe that you made it through this year? I've been hearing this very thing from so many people in my midst, and frankly, I feel it too. You are resilient. You are still here. And there's more for you to live and experience in your beautiful life. And at the same time as I think of a new year, the adage of out with the old and in with the new, I remind myself that yes, in a few days it'll be a new year, and it'll be just another couple of days ahead of where we are right now. It's fun to get caught up in the excitement that comes along with New Year's Eve and envisioning a blank slate before us, and it's kind of all made up. January is another set of days that extend from this day. The first day of the new year is another 24-hour period where the sun rises and sets, just like it did today. Now, hey, I'm all about finding things to celebrate. It's fun to get dressed up and get into a festive mood. If we didn't, every day would be the same. So go for it. Whether you have a dance party with your loves in your sparkly threads at home, or you do a Zoom party with a bunch of friends, or you choose to get quiet by the fireplace to dream into the coming year and call it an early night, which is what we often do, get excited about a new year. And at the same time, remember that January 1st is just another day. Well, it is my sweet mother-in-law's birthday, but aside from that, every day of your life is a new day, a clean slate, an opportunity to go for the calling on your heart or to take the rest that you need. The most important thing you can do each day is look at how you're living your life and ask yourself if you're showing up in the way you most desire. Ask God for guidance for your next steps. Doing this helps you live each day with more meaning and connected more fully to your purpose. This doesn't mean that every single day needs to show you double-digit growth in all areas of your life. Life is made of seasons for a reason, to model for us that some days we move forward with great energy, some days we plan, some days we maintain the work we've already begun, some days we reflect, and some days we just rest. My hope is that you consider this cyclical flow of energy that shifts each day, week, and month of your year ahead. May it help you to craft your goals into those that are connected to your soul's calling, not that of what the world expects of you. If you felt a nudge to try or create something new in your personal or professional life, but you haven't because you feel it just isn't shiny enough or a profitable goal, I invite you to reconsider. Explore where your idea leads you. It may be that your idea opens up new forms of stress release or creativity that helps you in other areas of your life. And please remember that some things were meant to be done simply for the pure joy of doing them. Make space for activities that light you up this year because it's good for your soul. And when it does come to your professional and revenue goals, dream into what's possible according to what you truly want. The lifestyle and impact you want to make may take more or even less money than you expect. Research the numbers, what your time is valued at, and how hard you want to work this year, and compare it to the life you want to live and the impact you want to have. Peter and I decided long ago that we would place a higher value on time freedom and family time than on anything else, and it has determined the way we've lived. And we reserve the right to change our minds at any time. When quality of life is one of your highest values, it affects how you set goals. This year, perhaps you had more time with your loved ones because the events you've faced forced you into it. You may have found that you don't miss some of the busy activities that were canceled, so you can enjoy more space in your relationships. It may also be the other way around, and you crave more connection. But one thing's for sure, 2020 was a year of clarity. It helped many of us get clear on what we truly value. So as you make your plans for the coming year, know that you get to plan from what your soul desires. Make soul-sized goals that serve your greater purpose instead of setting goals that check boxes that others expect from you. And be open to the fact that things may change. You've already proven that you can live through some variation of adversity this year. Imagine if what's to come is even better than what you hope for. I'm grateful for you, and I wish you a happy and healthy new year. Big blessings.
Thank you so much for being here with me on the Connect Podcast. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you think would enjoy it. Also, if you head over to iTunes to leave a review, I'd be so grateful. Let us know what your favorite parts were and what you'd like to hear more of. It will help us have a greater impact, elevating many more people to grow and succeed together. See you next time.